This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Josh Pritt back, the president of the Space Coast EV Drivers, and Phil Stasik, a card-carrying member of the club, and they're here to tell us about National Drive Electric Week. Josh, start out by telling us a little bit about the club.
It's just like you might have like a Mustang Club or Camaro Club, except it's all people who own plug-in cars, even plug-in motorcycles. Cost nothing to join. You just email our spacecoastevdrivers@gmail.com. We add you to the list, and you come to our meetups we do once a month and our public events, such as this Drive Electric Week.
Oh, if you have an electric car, you might want to check them out and see what they have to offer.
I tell you what, it has been so fun to own an electric car. My wife and I bought ours back in 2013. Although people have been driving electric cars for more than 100 years, they actually began driving electric cars before the gasoline-powered cars. The National Drive Electric Week is an effort to bring people in, not just people that own electric cars, but people that want to know about electric cars, people that are curious. And, you know, we're using the word car, but we really should say vehicle because it includes motorcycles, people that have electric bicycles. If you have an interest in electrified transportation, you should come. And this has been going on for years. We've really been watching this grow, the enthusiasm. Today, there are more than 3 million people driving electric vehicles around the world. And that number is growing exponentially. It is amazing.
The main idea behind National Drive Electric Week is to get your questions answered. You're going to get the answers from the actual drivers who drive these cars every day to work and school.
We're not selling anything. That's important. We're telling people the honest truth, and we'll let people drive our... If you come to this event, you'll see a greater variety of different kinds of electric vehicles than you'll see anywhere else any time of the year. So,
right. This is the time to come out because you'll have all the different makes and models in one place. So you can see some of them be set up just to look in and kick the tires and sit in, and then there'll be another half of the parking lot where you'll be able to take them and actually either ride or drive them around the block. So if you want to ride or drive in a Tesla... or the BMWs, or even the Nissan Leaf, the Chevy Volt, or even the new Tesla Model 3.
Beautiful cars.
They'll be there for you to test drive and ask all the questions you can think of. And we have free raffle prizes. There's no cost to the actual raffle ticket, and we'll be drawing like every 10 or 15 minutes. That's one of those, you have to be there to win.
Folks at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center are going to be bringing down a replica of the moon buggy, you know, the lunar rover, which is every year that's a big hit. It's a really neat thing to see.
Everybody forgets that the moon buggy was an electric vehicle.
One of the big things that I think people that aren't knowledgeable about electric cars, how long do you have to charge it? How far can you drive?
So the main idea that you don't really get until you actually drive them is that you're plugging in at your house, right? Your house is the gas station. And so you plug them in while you sleep so that every morning you leave the house with a full tank. So it's as if the gas fairies came in the middle of the night and filled your tank while you slept. Most of the time, if you drive less than 40 miles a day, like most people, you'll probably spend maybe $1 or $2, maybe even $3 for filling your battery back up to drive every day. It comes out to be about 2 cents a mile is the fuel cost.
The cheapest gas you'll ever buy in your life.
And then about a third of the people in our club have solar panels on their house, and they use that to charge their car, so they're driving around on sunlight as their fuel.
But this used to be something that only really, really super rich people had. Now, you know, folks like Josh and I can do this, and you could too.
Right, on the spacecoastevdrivers.com website, we have a post that we put up there recently. It's, did you know you could buy a used EV? And so one of our members posted his story on how he bought a used Nissan Leaf and a used Chevy Volt for him and his wife for less than $13,000 for both.
The event is Saturday, September 15th from 10 a.m. till 5 at the Schechter Center over in Satellite Beach.
If you would like more information, you can always go to spacecoastevdrivers.com. So we hope to see everyone on Saturday, September 15th, 10 to 5 in Satellite Beach.